ॐ महाकाली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती देव्यो नमः। श्री गुरुदेवाय नमः। Tonight is Ashtami, the eighth night of this sacred observance of Navaratri. Mahanisha, the grand night. Kalaratri. Tonight is a very mysterious night. It's celebrated in so many different ways. In some parts of India, they have Jagrata, means staying awake all night. So some people just sing and dance and make music and stay awake. Bring the flavor of party in it, and then that helps them stay awake. But a devotee, one who has practiced austerity for all 7-8 days, stays awake, gathering, collecting all the blessing that the mother has bestowed upon him. So tonight is the night to stay awake as much as you can, without doing your job, without doing anything, just being present, because mother is very present. We are not present to see her, feel her, perceive her, so we feel separate. Mother is very present. She is in every particle of the earth. She is in every leaf, every flower, every vine. She is in the breeze. She is in the moisture of the air, light of stars and moon and sun. Blessing us. So basically tonight is the night to receive blessing. In certain parts, in tantric traditions, tonight is a custom of sacrifice. They used to sacrifice animals, goats, sheep. But why to sacrifice a poor animal tied to a rope? Why not sacrifice the animal within? We all have some traits of an animal. Sacrifice that at the feet of the Ma. In Navaratri, Mahishasur Mardini, as the story goes, the Mahis, the demon, took the form of buffalo, water buffalo, who is a symbol of arrogance, stubbornness. False pride. And he kept changing form. As the mother slew one form, he changed another form, then another form, and another form. And that is the story of our ego. We think we have overpowered the ego. We think we have freed ourselves from the ego. But that ego comes back in a very subtle way. Look at people who are passive aggressive. They're speaking very softly, but they're knifing you. So it's like that. Tonight is the night to look at ourselves and look at the animal within. Gluttony. Some animals keep eating, don't know how to stop. Like the cat that comes from totally full, put the food out, put its mouth in it. Or the dog. I'm not talking about the nice dogs and nice cats. So when I see the animal within us, let's not be politically correct or incorrect. Animal is considerably lower than human. And so it's time to look at that. If I have any of that tendency, may I offer that at the feet of Ma tonight? So that's the sacrifice. That is the real gift to Ma. We have been praying her, worshipping her with flowers, incense, lamps, food, this, that. But Mother is really hungry for the animal within you. Mother asks for sacrifice. So tonight is the night to offer that at her feet. Whether you are sitting in this temple or those listening somewhere else, maybe you are doing Navaratri on your own, alone somewhere. Give something to Ma this time, this year. Offer her something. The cat is listening. I'm not talking about you. Tonight is the night to give something to Ma. And as you are quiet and you are reflective, come back to yourself, something that has been in your awareness, leave that at the feet of Ma. It's a mysterious night. You never know what soul is calling. Maybe that's Ma calling for that sacrifice. So a devotee's heart is like that. Devotee sees the message in everything. Once your heart is in the right place, you'll see Mother waving you from the leaves of those trees swaying in the wind. If your heart is looking for Ma, you'll see her in the twinkle of the stars, in the brightness of the moon. Your heart swells with gratitude for Mother Earth, who has been holding us from the moment we were born and has provided everything to us, from food to diamonds. It's all here. It's all here. But our mind is somewhere else, looking for something else. So tonight is it's like grand finale of your devotion, your puja, your everything, Mahanisha, grand night. Hopefully you spend a little time in pure, quiet contemplation and receive, being an empty pot, empty, clean pot. No doubt, have no doubt, no guilt that I didn't do enough puja, maybe I should have done more, I could do more. No, no guilt. You are here. That in itself is proof of Mother's grace. Otherwise, you could be somewhere else. But she brought you here. Mm-hmm. Or you were sitting in your home, or at least you were thinking about a sacred presence. You were thinking about Ma. That in itself is a great blessing of Ma. May Mother protect us from all the calamities and also fulfill us so we may never lack anything in life. And may she also be present within us in the form of pure wisdom so we may know from her what is right and what is not right. Usually people ask for a blessing during Navaratri from Ma. Why to ask for one thing? May we have this sentiment, "Oh Mother, please give me something that I may never have to ask you again." And what is that thing? Pure devotion. Once we have that pure devotion to Ma, the trust settles in our heart. And once the trust settles in our heart, we never feel as if we're lacking anything. That's the highest form of blessing one could receive or ask for, and that is pure devotion. The story goes, at one time, Vishnu, God, was giving people everything. Whoever came, whatever they asked for, he gave them. A little girl came at the very end, and he had nothing left. She said, "I don't want things, I want you. If I have you, I can have all the things you have been giving to everybody." So may we have that kind of wisdom, that not look for small things, look for the ultimate pure devotion. My Mother give us that. She's already there in our heart. She doesn't have to give. She's already there in our heart in the form of faith and devotion. We just have to come a little closer to it. I bow to the Mother with all my limbs in all different directions. And I see her presence in you, in your own heart. Thank you all for being here. Om Har Mahadev Namah.